Minister, this is to ask you your plans to minimise the impact of Brexit in County Donegal, and also, Minister, the engagements that you have had with the IDA and Enterprise Ireland with a view to securing new investment in the county, particularly in view of the challenge posed by Brexit. And you know, coming from a border county yourself, Minister, the potential difficulty that Brexit poses if it doesn't work out well in relation to employment for border counties and to the economy in border counties, and no more so, and ever more so in Donegal, I should say, where we're probably the most exposed part of Europe and region of Europe to Brexit, and therefore needs every prioritisation given by the government in relation to addressing that.
Now, we might get through two questions if we can get answer these and stick within time. Minister, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Cathaoirleach. Look, I just want to thank the Deputy for raising this issue. And you're right, I'm very conscious of the challenges that Brexit will place in the border region. And I fully appreciate the importance of ensuring that Irish businesses, including those located in Donegal, are best able to withstand the pressures that Brexit may exert. That is why additional financial resources have been secured to support the strategic response to Brexit by our enterprise agencies, including IDA Ireland. Brexit, or more particularly the response to the challenges it presents, is a key factor in shaping IDA Ireland's strategy and operations. This includes the agency's approach to regional development, finance, planning, marketing and promotional activities. The IDA has also established a specific Brexit committee to oversee its response to the opportunities and challenges arising from the UK exit from the EU. The agency also has a clear Brexit plan, which includes one-to-one investor engagements and public relations and media campaigns. I'm very much conscious of the particular trade implications that Brexit may have for border counties such as Donegal, where 12 IDA client companies are based. These companies employ 3,389 people in the county. I'm pleased that the level of employment by multinationals in the county has increased by 52% since 2012. Enterprise Ireland has also grown its jobs numbers in the county, with 3,552 people now employed in EI client companies in Donegal. That's up from 3,420 last year. Both Enterprise Ireland and the IDA maintain constant engagement with their clients in Donegal to encourage them to grow jobs and investments in the county even further. The local enterprise offices and Intertrade Ireland are also working hard to mitigate against the impacts of Brexit. More broadly, the North East North West Action Plan for Jobs is the key policy response for supporting employment growth
Minister.
Border regions, including Donegal.
Thanks, and the remainder will be on the record. Deputy McConlogue, 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Cathaoirleach. Thanks for your response, Minister. I do believe, Minister, and while we have over 3,000 jobs IDA, from IDA client companies in Letterkenny, it shows what a good place Donegal can be to actually do business in. That's a phenomenal number of our jobs in IDA-supported companies, and those companies have been growing in recent years. And we, you know, CETA, Primerica, Optum, Kirchhoff, to just name a small number of those who have been delivering and continuing to employ many, and most, in many cases, actually increasing employment numbers as well. So, but the problem has been in terms of new client companies coming to the area. We do see that those that come can prosper, but this is where you come in as Minister to ensure that working with the agencies and working with IDA, that we actually see new client companies come which can build and grow into the future. And last year, up until the end of the year, there was only two client new visits to the County Minister, and that's out of a total of over 600 nationally. Just two to County Donegal. That's simply not good enough, and it's something you must address. And can I ask you, will you take action, Minister, to actually engage with the IDA to try and ensure that that situation is improved upon drastically?
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Thank you, Cathaoirleach. Just to say, it's important to remember that site visits site visit activity does not necessarily reflect investment potential. At least 70% of all new FDI comes from existing IDA Ireland client companies. Donegal is now home to 12 IDA companies employing 3,389 people. And I have to say, if you came from Cavan and Monaghan, like Deputy Smith and myself, we'd be very envious of this. In terms of employment, this is a 52% increase since 2012. Recent investments announced from IDA companies based in Donegal included the opening of a new SITA premises in Letterkenny. Optibelt Urethane Belting Limited moving to a new premises in Letterkenny with associated capital investment of $7.7 million over 5 years, and expansion of Pra America with the creation of 330 new jobs. Two site visits, as you said, took place in Donegal. IDA Ireland continue to do its utmost to encourage clients to locate in areas that are most in need of investment. And I have to say, I'm very conscious, Deputy, that the border region is lagging behind the other regions, and I'll certainly be working closely with IDA to ensure that there's a focus on the border region, which I believe is going to be most impacted upon by Brexit, and I'm very conscious of that.
Thank you. And you're right, Minister. CETA, Optibelt and Primerica all have had fine new premises and are growing their workforce and have tremendous workers and tremendous executives who are driving those companies forward, and driving them forward with the assistance as well of the IDA executive in terms of actually growing those client companies that the IDA have in the county. You rightly point out 70% of additional workers and employment does come from existing companies. But the problem is, and those companies wouldn't be in Donegal if they hadn't come there in the first place a number of years ago. They're doing very well. It shows they can thrive. Letterkenny is a great town. Donegal is a great place to work. But we also need to see a throughput and a new pipeline of new companies, and that's simply not happening. And that's where the government is falling down, Minister. And if we want to see companies growing into the future, new companies growing into the future, they have to be coming in the first place. There has to be those site visits. That isn't happening. As I say, two out of 682 site visits last year went to Donegal from the IDA. 80% of all visits were Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway. We need to see that addressed, and I'm asking you as Minister to ensure that there is a prioritisation, particularly in light of Brexit, given to actually attracting new companies as well as supporting those who are there already.
Thank you, Cathal. Look, just to say that, and I said it earlier, that a lot of companies that are coming, that are looking at Ireland as potential for potential investment, they do a lot of the research themselves, and they have, you know, they have looked at the different areas, and they obviously want to see what area suits them best. But can I assure you that IDA is doing everything it can to get investors into the regions, and they have a target of between 30 and 40% of all investment will be in the regions.